This is Radio Nepal. I'm T. Kaprasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Search and rescue operations intensified for those missing after the Bhutikosi floods. Over 4,000 people remain unaccounted for, including 590 foreign nationals. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds a discussion with security chiefs over flood damage. Nepal Police begins DNA testing to identify bodies recovered after floods. And U.S. and Iran trade strikes for the first time in weeks. Now the news in detail. The search and rescue operations have been intensified for those people missing after the Bhutikosi floods. A total of 951 bodies have been recovered so far following the devastating floods in Rasuwa and surrounding areas, according to Nepal Police. Of the total, 32 bodies were recovered in Rasuwa, 95 in Nuwakot, 56 in Dhading, 282 in Chitwan, 65 in Gorkha, 38 in Tanahu, 216 in Nawalprasi East, 163 in Nawalprasi West, and 4 in India. According to National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, 47 people are still missing. Similarly, a total of 10,451 people have been rescued so far from areas hit by the August 26th Bhutikosi flash floods. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has said that the financial and technical assistance is needed for the rescue of people affected by the Bhutikosi floods. Speaking at a press briefing organized by the ministry today to provide updates on the rescue and relief efforts for those affected by the Bhutikosi floods, ministry spokesperson and joint secretary Lok Bahadur Podil Chhetri said advanced drones, drilling machines and refrigerated units for storing bodies among other equipment are needed to rescue people missing in the floods and those trapped inside tunnels. Spokesperson Chhetri said that so far, rescue teams from Nepal, India, China, South Korea and other countries have intensified search and rescue operations. Likewise, according to the available data, around 590 foreign nationals from 39 countries are still missing. Prime Minister Balendra Shah today convened a series of important discussions with the chiefs of various security agencies to tackle the challenges posed by the recent flooding of the Bhutikosi River in Rasuwa. According to Deepa Dahal, the Prime Minister's press and research advisor, Prime Minister Shah recently received a briefing from the Chief of the Army Staff General Ashok Raj Sigdal regarding the ongoing search, rescue and relief efforts. He also received a briefing from the Inspector General of the Armed Police Force Nepal, Narayan Dutta Podial, and the Inspector General of Nepal Police, Dan Bahadur Karke. Prime Minister Balendra Shah and President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamisani, held a meeting today. Prime Minister's press and research expert Deepa Dahal said that during the meeting held at the Prime Minister's office in Singha Darbar, discussions were held about the government's ongoing activities related to search, rescue and relief distribution in areas affected by the Bhutikosi flash floods in Rasuwa. The process has been initiated to help relatives of Nepali and foreign nationals missing in the Bhutikosi floods identify bodies and human remains recovered through DNA testing. Nepal Police said arrangements have been made to identify bodies and human remains recovered following the floods through DNA testing. Police have urged relatives of unidentified individuals to provide the necessary samples. Police have also requested relatives of the deceased to contact the laboratory of the police hospital in Maharajganj or the nearest district police office. Electricity service, which was disrupted in different areas in Rasuwa district due to the August 26th Bhutikosi flash flood, has been restored. According to Nepal Electricity Authority, the power supply in most areas of Kalika and Naukunda rural municipalities has been resumed. Similarly, electricity service has also been restored at Dhunche, Barkhu and Gosaikunda areas. Work began today to install two CCTVs along the Nepal-China border in Raswa district. According to the Center for Hydrology and Water Resources Center, it was decided to fix the devices along the bordering areas, bearing in mind a potential outburst from lakes formed after the recent devastating flash flood in Bhotekosi River. According to hydrologist Sauharda Joshi, the installation of the devices is expected to monitor the flow of the river and assess the potential risk. This news comes here from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Internet was up, girls.
Data, voice, SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक, नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Essential relief supplies have been received from the Qatari government for the rescue and relief of those affected by the devastating floods in the Bhotekosi River in Raswa and beyond. A Qatari Airways plane carrying essential relief supplies for the citizens of the flood-affected areas landed at the Tribhuvan International Airport this afternoon. On the occasion, Qatari Ambassador to Nepal, Misal Muhammad Al Ansari, handed over the relief supplies to Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation, Mahabir Pun. Similarly, the Red Cross Society of China has donated 2,000 body bags to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority of Nepal to support the humanitarian service in the post-disaster initiative underway in the country. The goods arrived at the Tribhuvan International Airport earlier today. The humanitarian assistance worth rupees 2.2 million is expected to support Nepal's ongoing disaster response and humanitarian efforts, according to the Embassy of China in Kathmandu. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now an international news update. Iran and U.S. have traded strikes after American forces attacked two rocket launchers on Larak Island in the Strait of Hormuz. The BBC cited Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, as saying that the first known U.S. strikes on Iran since late July killed two people and injured two others. According to its spokesperson, U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, said it took limited precise action after observing Iran preparing to launch rockets and deploy sea mines into the Strait of Hormuz. Iran said it had struck U.S. military bases in Jordan in response, with Jordan's army saying that it had intercepted 8 missiles earlier on Monday morning. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the mountainous and hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the mountainous and hilly areas of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhur Pashchim provinces, at a few places in Madhes province and in the Tarai areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudhur Pashchim provinces. Likewise, there is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the mountainous, hilly and Tarai areas of Kosi and Bagmati provinces and in the mountainous and hilly areas of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Search and rescue operations intensified for those missing after the Bhotekosi floods. Over 4,000 people remain unaccounted for, including 590 foreign nationals. Prime Minister Balendra Saha holds a discussion with secretaries over flood damage. Nepal Police begins a DNA testing to identify bodies recovered after floods. And U.S. and Iran trade strikes for the first time in weeks. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for Monujan online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.